Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome in, everybody. A special emergency football 24/7. The Philadelphia Eagles make another move on offense, Johnny Mack, and the one football now has another mouth to feed with Johan Dotson, the Eagles receiver. They now wide receiver 3 will be here in Philly. The Eagles make a trade with the Commanders today. Johnny Mack, what's your first takeaways and the details of the trade for everybody?
First the details. The Eagles are getting Johan Dotson and a 2025 fifth round pick for a 2023 third round pick and a couple seventh rounders in that year. So, this was a need, and I kind of alluded to on the show over the past couple weeks that this was the most likely position the Eagles might go outside the organization to address. And they were able to get it done. I mean, on paper, it looks really good because you got a guy who was obviously talented, a 2022 first-round pick, 16th overall. Thought he was a little bit overdrafted, but still talented kid. And he can play outside and inside, and that's exactly what they're looking for. So I talked about, maybe people – getting a little bit too focused on that third wide receiver and 11 personnel. I thought the bigger issue was the depth in case you needed someone behind AJ and Devontae. And now this sort of solves that problem in one fell swoop. So on paper looks great. And then, you start to wonder, well, why the heck is Washington trading him? So That's the biggest concern for me. Obviously, you have a new coaching staff, so they don't have a tie to a previous first-round pick with Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury's in there as the offensive coordinator. So they have no history with them. But then you look at the depth chart and you say, all right, they got Terry McLaurin, who's a very good player. Eagles fans know that because he's been
tremendous.
A headache. Yeah, it's been a headache for the Eagles. But behind him, I mean, Olamide Zaccheaus is one of the guys behind him they're talking highly about, who evidently was out playing Johan Dotson from their perspective. They just brought in Martavis Bryant. Luke McCaffrey's a rookie. You know, doesn't exactly look good on paper. So a little bit of a concern why they gave up on Dotson with 2 years left on his rookie deal plus the fifth year option if the Eagles want to exercise that after this season. So makes sense from the Eagles' perspective, but a little bit worried. And you look at the PFF grades, not good last year. I believe he was low 90s of about 120. But in his rookie year, he was like number 40. So he did play better as a rookie than last year. And hopefully he gets back. He's North Jersey kid. He was born there. He went to high school in Lehigh Valley. So maybe being a little bit closer to home gets him going back in the right direction.
Yeah, good stuff. I mean, he's a solid player. He hit 523 yards on 61 targets and 35 receptions in his rookie year with 7 touchdowns, you know, almost a 15 yard average there per catch. And then he had more catches last year. He had 49 receptions on 83 targets for 5 less yards, 518 yards and 4 touchdowns. So just a 10.6 average, but still pretty good. John, you talked about the worry with him being a first round pick. Obviously, he doesn't have that role here in Philly. You know, he's playing behind Devontae and AJ. You think he's a good fit for wide receiver 3?
Yeah, I think he's a good fit on paper, as I said. I think he can certainly play in the slot. He can play outside as well. Should be, you know, when you talk about the in-house candidates for that job, you were talking about Britton Covey. It's kind of rooting for, to be honest, because he's such a good guy. But, I mean, there's limitations there. Paris Campbell, we know what he's been through 6 years. And it's not much, and he was injured as well. And then John Ross, who's sort of a reclamation project. And then Johnny Wilson, who's a sixth-round pick, who now you can settle back into that developmental role. And those two guys have been out with concussions anyway. So I would say he's a huge upgrade over that group when you talk about projecting a potential third receiver. And then, yeah, we've been talking about that good problem Kellen Moore has, and now he's got a better problem. But the word problem's never removed. Good, yeah. Better, it's never removed. So you do have to feed a lot of mouths. But it looks – I'll tell you what, if I'm an opposing defensive coordinator, I'm looking at the Eagles' skill people, and I'm not sleeping too well.
Yeah, no, there's no way to cover all these guys, but I want to welcome and thank everybody for being here. Sorry we were a little late on our breaking news. Normally we are on top of it, but Johnny Mac and I were both outside the house, so I didn't have a chance to create everything on YouTube, but again, appreciate all you guys for being here. Make sure you guys hit that like button. The Eagles got better again today. Howie Roseman season never stops. John, what do you think of the compensation they sent? You feel all right with what they sent to get Dotson?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you're worried about is the third-round pick, and you got a fifth-round pick back. So, obviously, you're giving up some pretty significant draft.
Yeah, I would call that a premium pick, obviously, that third-rounder, and you only got a fifth back. So, that's pretty significant.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're talking about, again, a 2022 first-round pick who's got 2 years left on his deal. And if he plays well this year, you could pick up his option and have him under contract through – 2027 is it let's see to 2026. I'm doing the math real quick. So he's got 2 years left, so that's this year, 2024 and 2025. Then if they pick up his option, they'll have him for 2026, but they got to make that decision by May of next year. So he's got to play well this year for them to even consider picking up the option, which is pretty expensive for a 16th overall pick. So yeah, unlikely.
I would agree. I don't think they'll do that, but we'll see. Hopefully he can be a contributor on this football team. We talked about, you know, the problem. It's a good problem to have, as we've mentioned, but it is a problem. How do you think this all works out? You think, you know, in a way, is there any negative viewpoint on this, John, where there's just too many mouths to feed on that offense?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think, you know, somebody like Dotson's going to come in and complain or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
But you know, you start with the main four. You know, you have to feed them, let's be honest. And, you know, if you win games, nobody's going to complain. But if you do start to struggle a little bit, it might be one of those things that crops up. So you got to win. You got to win football games. But, Kellen Moore's had, in his career as an offensive coordinator, he's had two number one offenses that we've talked about in the past. And look, he's never had skilled position people this good on paper. So, you know, the expectations we always talk about as well. Yeah, the expectations are only going higher with this move.
Look, there's no doubt about it. You go and read social media right now. You go and, you know, check in on Eagle Land. Everybody is jacked to the gills. And look, I get it. We did get better on paper. We upgraded a wide receiver three position. But, you know, dream teams don't always work. I'm not saying we are that. I'm just saying we do have a lot of guys, on that offensive side. I thought they were going to make a trade for a guy on the defensive side of the football. You know, they decided to go with the wide receiver three. I don't know how we might not be done. But, John, any other takeaways on this move and what it does for this team? I mean, you just talked about the expectations. I mean, shoot, John, we talked about the ceiling being number one offense earlier today before they got Dotson. Now it's going to be one or bust, John.
I saw Emmanuel Acho. He had an interesting tweet that, I think, basically paraphrasing, there's only a few cornerback ones that can deal with A.J. Brown. There's probably even fewer cornerback twos that can deal with Devontae Smith. And there's very few cornerback threes that can deal in that situation with Jahan Dotson. So, yeah, those are the kind of expectations you're talking about. And, you know, I've been around long enough that it never works out as well as you think it looks on paper, no matter who you are. There's always situations and ugly moments. But I'd rather be the Eagles than anybody else when it comes to skill people.
Yeah, no doubt, man. They got a good group on paper, John. What other ramifications, John, will this have? I mean, you know, you're bringing a guy here. What does that mean for the guys like Covey, for Wilson, for John Ross, Paris Campbell? How do you think that shakes out with the roster?
Well, I mean, Covey's going to be here as one of the best punt returners in the NFL. I'm sure he's going to be disappointed because he really has confidence that he could excel if he's given an opportunity. But he'll be here, and certainly Johnny Wilson will be here as a rookie developmental player, and that, you know, people can slow down the role with Johnny Wilson and he can develop behind the scenes a little bit, which is the best case scenario. You know, it's really bad for John Ross. I can't see him making this football team now, and it's probably almost as bad for Paris Campbell, because if they do keep six, it's probably going to be an Ias Smith.
Yeah, so now we'll see now what ends up.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Happening at that position. John, what do you have to say about, you know, Howie? We're late in August now, John. August 22nd. The guy never sleeps, man. He is just on top of his game. And, you know, you can argue whether it's going to work on the football field, but from a GM's perspective, it seems like a home run to me. I guess the one concern would be that third rounder. But what are your thoughts on Howie and what he did here?
Yeah, I mean, to get that kind of talent from a division rival,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you think, I would joke for years that the rest of the league would just try to give good football players to Pittsburgh and Baltimore. It seemed every year in the draft they would always pass on good players, and it would seem they would always land in those two spots. Now you start to think about trades, and, you know, people seem to be handing Howie Roseman things, and, you know, you do have to look at it, and I have texted a few people from Washington that I know that cover the Commanders to see, sort of get some intel on what was going down with the Commanders. Because, it's very rare that you're going to give up on the 16th overall pick in year three. Now, again, different regime, different coaching staff, different coaches, so I don't have a tie to them, but still, if you're the 16th pick in the draft, even if you want to stipulate he was a little bit overdrafted, that means you got some significant physical gifts. And for people to give up on that, it's a worthy question to ask why. And I'm trying to find that out now, and hopefully I'll have some more intel tomorrow. But yeah, it's a little bit of a concern.
Yeah, I would say it's a big concern. I mean, look, he doesn't have the same role here. So the expectation is naturally going to be lessened, which I think will take pressure off the player. But from an organization standpoint, a guy 2 years ago, that's not that long ago, Johnny Matt. That's quicker than we moved on from Jalen Reagor. And this guy did have 500 plus yards. It's interesting to see, you know, can you chalk it up to a possible new regime in Washington that's trying to rebuild, you know?
Yeah, I mean, clearly it's a new regime, and clearly they're in a rebuild situation. Now, they were heavily involved early on in some of those Brandon Ayuk rumors because evidently him and Jaden Daniels are very close. And there was an assumption that Brandon was trying to get to Washington, and maybe that shifted their thinking, but it hasn't worked out. So, you know, they still need receivers now after Terry McLaurin. And look, Olamide Zaccheaus, great kid, St. Joe's Prep, Philadelphia, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, he's limited. I mean, there's not even a comparison when you talk about the physical traits. And Luke McCaffrey is sort of a draft pick they might like, but again, and Martavis Bryant's really a reclamation project. Just strange to me that they're willing to give up on a player this early. And you mentioned Reagor. This guy's had already tons more production.
That's what I'm saying. And, yeah, more production, and they gave up quicker.
Yeah, so strange. It's a little bit strange.
No doubt about it. John, any idea on the money right now, how it's going to shake out for the Eagles? I know he's got 2 years left with the possible fifth-year option, but what are we going to end up paying this guy? He was a 16th overall pick in 22.
Yeah, I don't have his contract in front of me. I'm out, but he's under his rookie deal. So, I mean, that's structured from – so he was the 16th pick, so it's pretty significant. Now, they have plenty
of deals, the contract for us.
Now, they have plenty of room. That's not an issue. Obviously, they're not making the trade. The Eagles have plenty of room to fit it under. But, yeah, it's a nice chunk of change for a third receiver. But that's what happens with, you know, 16th overall picks.
So this is the breakdown, John, of what he's going to be making. 2024, this is from Adam Kaplan, Kaplan NFL. He tweets 2024, $1.573 million base, fully guaranteed. He already earned a $500K third day of training camp roster bonus. And then 2025, $2.757 million, fully guaranteed. Boy, that's reasonable money, John, for a wide receiver three. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and then you'll have the big, that's why it's unlikely you have a big spike in the fifth-year option where it's unlikely that that the Eagles will pick it up. Most of the rookie deals are signing bonuses early on, so Washington's already paid that out, so it's just another feather in the Eagles' cap. So, yeah, and even if they had to pay him significant money, they have plenty of cap space to do that. So it financial part of it's not even an issue for the Eagles at this point. I do think from the perspective, because a couple of people already asked me, will they pick up his fifth-year option? I would highly doubt it unless he has some kind of spectacular season. And there's no room for him to have a spectacular season because of what's in front of him, barring injury, of course.
Just a couple minutes left here on Football 24/7 with Johnny Mack. Want to let Johnny Mack get home. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern is the National Football Show with Dan Cilio. He tweeted out when this move broke, "This is a great move," in all caps, 2 to 6 Eastern on Jacob Sports. So check out that show coming up right after the break here. John, last question, man. What is Kellen Moore thinking today?
I'm sure he's happy. You know, I don't think Kellen will be nonplussed. You know, he's not concerned about the expectations, I don't think, at this stage. And, you know, I think only that stuff kind of crops up, as I said, if things go poorly. And I think the Eagles don't expect things to go poorly. And the last thing you want to be is that guy complaining when everybody's winning games. You never see it. That's the whole point. So
right.
I think it'll be fine. And it's an upgrade. So, I mean, look, the Eagles had an issue. And I've said it for weeks now. This was the most likely position they were going to look to upgrade out from outside the organization. Because it was that glaring behind AJ and Devontae. So to be able to do it and to be able to do it and in theory take away talent from a division rival is interesting from Washington's perspective. And that's what I'm trying to find out, Washington's perspective, because the last thing you want to do, you would think if you're the Commanders, and is watch Jahan Dotson in an Eagles uniform scoring touchdowns at FedEx Field.
No doubt about it. John Ladd, one more question on the way out the door. I know this is an upgrade from where we were just a day ago at training camp and over Covey and all the options we had at wide receiver three. How much of an upgrade is this over who we've had in the past, Quez Watkins at wide receiver three?
Oh, significant, significant. you know, Quez was a sixth-round pick, and I think is unfairly criticized by a lot of people, because anytime you're a fourth-round pick and last in the NFL to your second contract, by definition, you're a success. You know, this will be his fifth year in the NFL with the Steelers. And I haven't been keeping track of how Quez is doing there, if he makes the football team, obviously. And that's a success. In 4 years, it's a success for a six-round pick. This is the 16th overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, right.
If he doesn't last to his second contract, he's a disaster. And as I said, he did not play well last year, according to the film. But he played pretty well as a rookie. So, you know, again, maybe it's a change of scenery type thing. Maybe he's not happy. Washington had been, in the pre-Josh Harris era, a very bad organization, probably the worst in the NFL with Daniel Snyder. So a lot of people get unhappy when they're there. So, you know, now will be coming to one of the better organizations in the NFL. Hopefully that factors into it as well. And he gets to learn under AJ and Devontae,
right,
which is never going to hurt any young receiver.
No doubt about it. John, thanks for joining, man. We appreciate the report. Good stuff. Howie makes another move. John, thank you, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on Birds 365.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
All right. There's Johnny Mack joining us here. Great stuff, everybody. I'm going to get out of here just because I want to get ready for the National Football Show coming up in a minute and 45 seconds. Dan Cilio will be live. And as I mentioned earlier, he did tweet out, what a great move. So I think Dan will have some good positive things to say about this move. The questions are, there's only one football, and they did give up on a first-round draft pick after two seasons. Now, granted, they do have a new regime, a new coaching staff, new everything there, so new owner even there. So, you know, maybe you could chalk it up to that, but I think if you're looking for concerns on this pick or reasons to not, you know, cash your Super Bowl tickets, that would be the one. But other than that, man, this football team got better today, everybody. That's the reality of where we are on August 22nd after a move like this. We got better today, and that's a big thing. It's a big moment, and Howie Roseman just continues to work. So good stuff from Howie Roseman, everybody. Thanks for being here. Make sure you guys hit that like button. We got a great crowd right now. Again, apologize for not being live a little bit earlier on. I was in a position. I was out of the house, so I didn't. I saw it, and I'm like, oh, I got to rush home. So I rushed home and got it up as quick as I could. Thanks, everybody, for being here, man. We will see you guys on the other side. National Football Show coming up next with Dan Cilio. Thanks, everybody.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Marino has shown his colors. F
if he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Marino take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.